Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Hey, 8 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Hey Amud Aleph, and the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah stated that if Reuven stole money from Shimon, and then he swore that he didn't steal the money, and then he was Hoida, that he actually swore falsely, then he's chayav to pay Karen V'chaymish, and he has to bring a carbon Hashem Gzelois, and the Mishnah stated that if Reuven owes at least a pruta to Shimon, then he has to bring that pruta all the way to Madai, and the only way for him to bring Kayim the Mitzvah V'heshav as Gzela is only to return that pruta directly to Shimon. And the Mishnah then stated that if Reuven paid back the entire Karen, but he did not yet pay back the 25% surcharge, or Machalayas a Karen, or Shimon was Meichelim for the principal, or Shimon was Meichel Reuven for the entire principal and the entire Chaimish, aside for less than a Shavaputa of the principal, then Einu Tzarech Leilach Achrav, Reuven would not have to go and travel to Madai to bring the Chaimish, or to bring this amount of Karen that's less than a Shavaputa to Shimon. Our Gemara now begins and brings two versions as to what Rapapa stated, and the first version is Rapapa stated Loishano El Sheing Zeil Kayames, that the only time that we said that Reuven would not be responsible to bring something which is less than a Shavaputa to Shimon is only where the Gzela is not be'en, and the reason is that since at this point the only amount that Reuven is going to be responsible to pay to Shimon is a Chetze Pruta, therefore he doesn't have to bring that to Shimon as Lamais it's less than a Pruta. However, Aval Gzela Kayemes, if the Gzela is still be'en, Tzarech Leilach Achrav, even though it's less than a Shara Pruta, he still has to bring it to Shimon, as Chayshin and Shem Tiyaka, that we have to be Chayshish, that maybe this item which is be'en, and the Chiyav HaShav is to return that actual item, will appreciate in value, and at some point this item may be worth a pruta, and therefore there's a din that Reuven still has to bring this item to Shimon, and he has to bring it to Madai, even though at this moment its value is less than a shavar pruta. And the Gemara continues, Ikadamri and others have a different version as to what Rapapa stated, and Rapapa stated Loishna Gzeil Kayamas, Loishna She'in Gzeil Kayamas, it doesn't make a difference if the item that Reuven stole is be'en or if it's not be'en, and it's Tzarech Leilach Achrav, Reuven does not have to go and bring this item or bring the chetzi pruta to Shimon, L'shem Tiyaka Loichai, and we're not going to be chayish, then maybe the item that's still be'en will go up in value and appreciate, and therefore there's no chia for Reuven to bring this item to Madai. And the Gemara continues that we know that if Reuven steals a pruta from Shimon, there's a chia to pay back that pruta, as the pasuk says, v'heishav ezegzeil ashegazal, and it's lav hanitik lasei, and if Reuven stole an item or he stole money that is at least a pruta, then he has a chia of hashava, and the only way to make a hashava is only when he gives back a full pruta, as by returning any amount which will be less than a pruta, then you weren't mikayim any hashava, as you didn't give anything of value to Reuven. And our Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava stated, Gozel shalosh shagudas b'shalosh prutais, if Reuven stole 3 bundles and 3 items which were worth 3 prutais, v'huzlu v'amdu ashtayim, and then it depreciated in value, and now they're only worth 2 prutais, and therefore each of these bundles is worth less than a pruta, imhichsit lo ashtayim chayiv l'hachsit lo acheres, even if Reuven would return 2 of the bundles, and now he only has 1 more bundle in his rishus, which is worth less than a pruta, then Rava tells us that Reuven will be chayiv to return that bundle, even though at this point it's worth less than a pruta, as l'maisa at the point that Reuven stole this item, it was worth a pruta, as we said that he stole 3 bundles, and at that point the 3 bundles were worth 3 prutais, and each bundle was worth a pruta. And Ayin Rashi do a maskel chayiv l'hachsiloi, that this din is not only relevant to the mitzvah of v'heishav ezegzeil ashegazal, but it's also relevant to the din that Reuven made a shvua sheka and he swore falsely that he didn't steal something, and then he was moida that he has to return that pruta to Madai. And Rashi says the aval pi d'hashloi shavi pruta, and even though at this moment this bundle is not valued at a pruta, kiven b'shas gzeila havi shavi pruta, but la'adui v'la'licha achrav, he has a responsibility to return that item to Shimon, and he has to even bring it to Madai. And Ayin and Taisis didn't maskel om Rava, that Taisis is bothered that what is the chiddush of Rava in a case where there were 3 bundles, if Rava could have just taught us that if Reuven stole 1 bundle which was worth a pruta, and then it went down and it's now valued at a half a pruta, that Reuven still has responsibility to return that bundle to Shimon, because you have to pay back in Shagazal, at the time that he stole it, it was worth a pruta. And Taisis says that the chiddush of Rava is that one may think that since in this case, ultimately he returned 2 bundles, which was worth at least a pruta, and therefore he was already mekayim his mitzvah, v'heishav ezegzeil ashegazal, so maybe there would not be responsibility any longer to return the other bundle, which is now valued at less than the shavar pruta. Kamash one, that even in this case, you chayiv to return that last bundle, even though it's less than a pruta. The Gemara continues, v'tana tuna, and our Tana also says the same idea, and this refers to the Tana in the Mishnah, daf tzadik chesam beis, and the Mishnah stated, gozel chometz v'avol ola Pesach, if Reuven stole chametz from Shimon, and then Pesach comes, and therefore it becomes asbanah, and now the chametz be'en doesn't have any value, even though at this point it doesn't have any value, Reuven could say to Shimon, here is the item that I stole from you, and since he's giving it back be'en, even though it doesn't have any value, but l'maisa we know that hezek shein nikah lo yishme hezek, and therefore it's considered valid hashava. And the Gemara now points out, time of the Isa be'enei, the only reason why you could say Areshul Chalom Fanecha is because the chametz is still be'en, haleisa be'enei, but if it would not be be'en, afagav da'ash t'labim moinu, even though at this point, this chametz is not worth anything, however, kivin imi karmen moinu b'yishlumei, but since originally this chametz prior to Pesach had value of a shav pruta, therefore now that the chametz is not be'en, and you can't return the actual chametz, therefore you actually have to return money, and you have to return the value as it was ke'en shegazal, and therefore hachinami in our case as well, afagav the hashtloi sharaputa, even though at this moment this last bundle is not worth a sharaputa, but kivin mikari have a sharaputa, but since originally this bundle was worth a sharaputa, but yishlume, there still is a chiyav hashava, and Reuven will not be yaitza his chiyav hashava unless he returns that bundle to Shimon. Reuven would even be responsible to go to Madai in order to return this bundle. And Taisus, in the end of Taisus, Diba Maskel Amrava points out that Eina Nidin Daimel Raya, the Lemaisa, this Tanatuna would only prove that if there is a case where you didn't make any Hashava, then there's a Chiv to make a Hashava when the item was originally worth the Pruta. However, in Rava's case, where Taisus just said, and Rava's Chiddush was that even though Reuven already made a Hashava by returning two of the bundles which were worth at least a Shara Pruta, we don't see from this case of Chametz BePesach that this is actually the scenario, because in that scenario, you weren't yet Yoitze Yechiv Hashava, and therefore L'chayra, this Tanatuna is not a Raya to the din of Rava. And Taisa says that in Echadami, Ahi Revusa, the Gimel, Ka'am Rava Misvara, that this Chiddush that Rava said, that we would even say to din that you have to return that extra bundle, even where Reuven already returned the two bundles that was worth a Sharaputa, and he was already Mekayim Veheshav as Gzeila Shagazal, is actually a Chiddush that Rava is saying Misvara, and we can't bring a Raya to that din from this Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Chasam Beis. And the Gemara continues, Boy Rava, and Rava had the following Shaila, Gozal Shtei Agudas Bepruta, Vehechsloi Achsam and Mao. What would it then be if Reuven stole two bundles which were worth a Pruta in total, meaning that each bundle is only worth a Chetzi Pruta, and then Reuven only returned one of those Agudas, would he have to now go and return the second Aguda? And the Gemara explains the Tutzdadim, Mi Amrinan Hashtaleka Gzeila Gabe, do we say that this moment Reuven only has a Chetzi Pruta of Gzeila by him, and there is no Chiyav Vehishav as a Gzeila, as that Chiyav only applies to a Pruta? Or do we say, that he didn't return the full gzela that was by him, and since originally he stole a pruta, therefore he still would have to return this chatzi pruta. And the Gemara continues, the hadapashta, that Rava was pushing the shayla, that gzela inkan, hashava inkan, and the Gemara thinks that Rava meant to say that since he only has a chatzi pruta by him, therefore there's no longer any money of gzela by Reuven. And Rava is also saying that since Reuven only returned a chatzi pruta to Shimon, therefore he wasn't yoytze his chiv hashava, which is mashmur that Reuven would still have a chiv to return the last chatzi pruta in order to be mekayim his chiv hashava. And based on the way the Gemara understood what Rava said, the Gemara asks, igzela inkan hashava yeshkan. Since at this moment Reuven only has one bundle of rishus which is worth less than a shar pruta, and Rava says that it's not considered that he has any gezel in his rishus any longer, how could Rava say that Reuven was not mekayim his chiv hashava, and it's mashmur that Reuven would have to return the chatzi pruta in order to be mekayim the chiv hashava? If L'chayra, Rava just said that being that Reuven only has a chetzi pruta, that's as if Reuven doesn't have any monetary gzela in his rishus, and therefore certainly there can't be a chiyav to return that. And the Gemara answers that in the chenami hachikama, this is what Rava meant to say, afal pi shegzela inkan, even though Reuven only has less than a shar pruta of gzela in his rishus, as he only has one bundle left in his rishus, and therefore he can't be considered that he has any gzela in his rishus, as it's less than a shar pruta, and therefore Shimon can't go to Bezin and force Reuven to give him back the chetzi pruta. But the maisa mitzvah hashava inkan, even though Reuven gave back a chetzi pruta to Shimon, that was not considered a kiyum of the mitzvah v'hishav esegzela shegazal, and therefore if Reuven wanted him kaim this mitzvah, he should go and return the chetzi pruta, and this way he gave back the two bundles which are worth a full pruta, and this way he would be mekayim the mitzvah of v'hishav esegzela ashegazal. And I intend to do a maskal mitzvah hashava inkan nirud leboy lemishat el dloy ma'akev mitzvah hashava. Rav is coming to be pashit that the mitzvah hashava is not ma'akev Reuven's chiv to bring a korban hasham gzeilos or mitzvah hashava miloy kayim, and lemaisa Reuven was still not mekayim in mitzvah hashava as we discussed. The Miri points out, avapishim gozel pachas b'shav pruta mitzvah l'hashiv, that even though, even if someone steals less than a shav pruta, Shvuta, there is a mitzvah to return it. Over here, he stole a full pruta, and therefore he has a full gzela. And the Gemara continues and discusses a similar din b'negei nazir. And as we know, if a person is mekabel to be a nazir stam, then he has to be a nazir for 30 days, and during that period of time, he can't drink wine, he can't be metamel mesim, and he can't cut his hair. However, once he completes his nazir's period, then he has to cut his hair and then bring certain kabanes. And we know that in order for a nazir to be mekayev mitzvah giluach, he has to cut off all his hair. And if he leaves two hairs, then that would not be considered a kiyum of the mitzvah giluach. However, if he cuts off all his hair and only has one remaining hair, then that would be a kiyum of his mitzvah giluach. And our Gemara now states, "Va'am Rav," and Rav said, "Hare Amru," that we learned in Mishnah Masechta Zogayim, "Nazir shegilach v'shia shtei sarius le'asav le'klum." If a nazir cuts off all his hair but he leaves two hairs, then it's not considered that he was bekayin the mitzvah giluach at all. And therefore, by Rav, Rav asked the shayla, "Gilach achas v'nashra achas ma'o?" What would be if Reuven had two hairs left and then he cut off one hair and one hair fell out? Would that be a kiyum of giluach or not? And Amalei Rav Acha Medifta Ravina, so Rav Acha Medifta asked Ravina, "Nazir shegilach achas coming by le'le Rava?" Do you think that Rav had a shayla where nazir had, for example, 100 hairs and then he cut each of the hairs individually and then he cut off the second to last hair and the last hair fell out, that Rav would have any tzad that it's not considered a kiyum of the mitzvah giluach? Certainly, it doesn't make a difference how long the process took, but ultimately, as long as the nazir cut off the second to last hair, then certainly he was mekayim his mitzvah giluach. And as Rashi says, claim havadi giluach habi, certainly in that case, it's considered a giluach. Kivin shebishah shebo legaleach haishir, havi beishir giluach v'gilach achas, the lemaisi cut off the second to last hair, v'afapi denosha shnia giluachu, and certainly the nazir was mekayim his mitzvah giluach. And the Gemara responds, Amalei Ravina responded to Rav Acha Medifte, leitzricha kagoyin shenosha achas man v'gilach achas, that Rav Shaila was specifically in the case where Reuven, who was a nazir, had two hairs left over, and one of them fell out, and then Reuven cut off the last hair. Mi aminan hashtemi es haleka shia. Would we say that Reuven was mekayim his mitzvah giluach? Because ultimately, at this point, he doesn't have a shear of hair, and therefore that is a kiyum of his mitzvah giluach. Or idilmo, do we say halav giluachu? This is not considered a kiyum of his mitzvah giluach. The mikara hashaya shtei saris, as originally when he cut off the third to last hair, he still had two hairs, and therefore at that point he couldn't have been mekayim the mitzvah giluach. And the hashtu kigilach loy have be saris. And now that he cut off his last hair, he didn't have two hairs at that point, as the second to last hair fell out on its own accord and by itself, and therefore there wouldn't be a kiyum of his mitzvah giluach. And at this point, Reuven would actually have to grow his hair for another 30 days and then cut his hair in order to be mekayim the mitzvah giluach. And as Tesis points out, and therefore, till that point, when he goes through the process of giluach, Reuven would still be asked to drink wine and be metamel mesim. And as Tesis says, of course, according to the Manda Omer, Masechtas Nazir, the whole that giluach is ma'akev, the acha yishta nazir yayin acha kulam. When the pasuk says va'acha yishta yayin, it means after all of these processes. And Taisa continues, inami, that even according to the Manda Omer, that says even if the nazir did not cut his hair, it's not ma'akev the nazir from drinking wine or being metamel mesim. So when the Gemara says mitzvah giluach in kan, it just means letting your mitzvah come out le'kayim mitzvah giluach. The mitzias, it's not considered that the nazir was mekayim the mitzvah for him to be megaleach. V'aliba de kuli amo de plukti he ben nazir beperek gimel minin. And the Gemara continues that hod de pashto, that afterwards Rav was pashto to shaylo that sar inkan, that lemaisa at this point nazir doesn't have any more hair and giluach inkan, and therefore he wasn't mekayim his mitzvah giluach. And once again the Gemara asks a similar question on Rav, isar inkan giluach yeshkan. If you're telling me that at this point Reuven doesn't have any hair, then certainly this should be a kiyum of his mitzvah giluach, because lemaisa he doesn't have hair. And the Gemara answers, hachi kama, this is what Rav meant to say, alpha pisha asar inkan, even though at this point Reuven doesn't have any more hair. However, mitzvah giluach inkan, Reuven was not mekayim his mitzvah giluach. And as we explained, when Reuven cut his third hair, he wasn't mekayim of mitzvah giluach, as he still had two hairs left. And since the second last hair fell out on its own, then when he cut off his last hair, at that point he already did not have two hairs, and therefore wasn't considered a shear of sar that's considered a giluach, and therefore Reuven was never mekayim his mitzvah giluach. And the Gemara continues that we know legabi tumas mace, that if there's a mace in a home and it's on the first floor, then the tumah will go up and get through to the second floor and to the attic space as long as there's a hole, and therefore it could go through to that area. However, if that area is completely closed up and there was no way for the tumah to go through, then the tumah would not go onto the second second floor, and the only things that would be tummy are things that are on the first floor and not on the second floor. And therefore, for example, if there was a home that had a first and second floor, and there was a hole between the first and second floor, then certainly the tumah would be bekas and go on to the second floor and spread into the entire oil. However, certainly if you fill up that entire hole, then certainly the tumah would no longer be able to break through and go into the second floor, as there is now a chatzitza and a separation between the first and second floor. And based on this idea, the Gemara continues, V'amar Rav, and Rav states, Hari Amru, that the Mishnah Maseches Kelim states, Chavis Shenikva, if there was an earthenware barrel that was acting as a chatzitza between the first and second floor, and it got a hole in it, and therefore it no longer could act as a barrier and separate between the first and second floor, V'sasmu Shmarim, and then you took the sediments that were in the barrel, and you stuffed up that hole, then since the sediment fills up the entire hole, so therefore it acts as a chatzitza once again, and therefore Hitzilu, it would cause that the tumah would not go onto the second floor, and would save that anything that's on the second floor would not become tameh. However, by Rav is the shayla agach chetz yamau. Although we said that if there is a hole in a barrel, then the tumah would be able to go through from the first floor to the second floor, but that is only if the hole is a specific size. Therefore, Rav is that let's say you had a barrel which was earthenware and it got a hole, and now it was a large enough hole that the tumah was able to break through, and it was no longer chatzitza. But instead of going and closing up the entire hole, Reuven only went and sealed up half of the hole with plaster. Rav Shaila is, would the tumah be able to be bekas and go onto the second floor? Or would we say that lemaisa, now that the hole is sealed up, and therefore it's not the shear of a hole where generally tumah would go and travel from the first floor to the second floor, therefore it is considered chatzitza, and the tumah would not be bekas, and any kelim that are on the second floor would not be tameh. The Gemara continues, Omle Rav Yehme Rav Ashi. So Rav Yehme said to Rav Ashi, Lab Mishasenu Zu, wouldn't we be able to be a raya to the Shaila of Rava from the same Mishnah Masechtas Kelim that Rava originally brought? As the Tzan, the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim states, Chavish Nikva Vesasmu Shmarim Hetzilu, and this is the case that Rava brought, where there was an earthenware barrel that was acting as a chatzitza between the first and second floor, and it developed a hole, and then they stuffed it up with sediment, and therefore we consider it a chatzitza once again. Any Kelim that are on the second floor would not become Tameh. And the Mishnah continues, Pak Bizmaira Ad Shemreach. However, if you take a branch and you stuff up the hole with that single branch, then you have to make sure to seal around the branch with clay in order to make sure that's completely sealed. And hayu b'shtayim, and if there were two branches, then you have to make sure that's sealed completely, ad shimrech min hatzdadim, and therefore you would have to seal it with clay from the sides, ubein zmaril chavrasa, and also between each of the branches, and make sure that's completely sealed. Rav Yehme therefore wants to bring a raya to the shayla of Rava, as taima d'meirach, that the reason why it's considered a proper seal and it's considered chatzitza is because you sealed around it properly, and you made sure that between the branches, as well as between the seal that you created with clay, that the entire hole was closed. Haloi meirach loi. But if you didn't properly seal it with clay, even though there was a branch inside it that made the hole smaller than the original shear, and therefore the tumah should not go through, it would still not be enough, and the tumah would still be bekas. Amai v'tevi ki agav chetzio. Even if you didn't seal it up with clay, why shouldn't that be a chatzitza, as it shouldn't be worse than going and sealing up only half of the hole where Rava had a shaila that maybe that would be a valid chatzitza, and therefore we should have a raya from this Mishnah that by sealing up half of a hole, that's not considered a valid way of creating chatzitza. Gemara tells us that Amri, that Rav Ashi responded that you can't bring a raya from that Mishnah Maseches Kelim to the shaila of Rava, as Hachi Hashta, Hasam Ilei Merech Leikoi, that over there when you had a branch that was stuffed into a hole, if you leave it alone and you don't fill it up with clay, then the branch will fall out, and therefore it's not considered that it's sealed, and even though it's covering more than the shear that a hole has to be covered, but ultimately it's not considered like there's anything in the hole, and therefore, of course, it won't be a chatzitza, but agav chetzio b'midi d'koi koi, but even though you sealed only half of the hole with plaster, since you're sealing with actual plaster, which is a very strong material, therefore it'll hold, and it's sealing up half of the hole permanently, and therefore that's considered a valid way of creating a chatzitza, and therefore we don't have a raya to the shayla of Rava. And we learned this sugya according to Shitas Rashi, that he learned that we're talking about a question of tumas oil. However, Ayin Taisa Diyo Masa Hari Amru Chavish Nakva V'sasmu Shmarim, where Taisa says that L'chari, since this Mishnah is a Masechtas Kelim and not a Masechtas Oilois, therefore it's mashmor that the Gemara's question and the Gemara's discussion is not discussing a case of tumas oil. And Taisa also points out that since we use a Lashon HaTzolah, that it's not mashmor talking about oil, as we should use a Lashon Chaitzetzes. And therefore Taisa explains that the Gemara's Shaila is relevant to things that are within an earthenware keli, and as to its status, legabe tumah, ayin sham. And the Gemara continued, V'amar Rava, and Rava made another statement, Hare Amru, Gozel Chametz, V'avala Pesach, Shalach Imalaya Rishal Cholofanecha, the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Vavim Beis states that if Reuven steals chametz from Shimon and then Pesach comes and therefore the chametz now is Asbana, even so, since the chametz is Ben, therefore Reuven could just give the chametz back to Shimon, and although at this point it has no value, he would still be Yotze his Chiyav Hashava. And the Gemara states that by Rava asked the following Shaila, and we continue at Daf Kofayim Beis, the Nishbal of Mahu, what will be in a case where Reuven stole chametz and it's still Ben, and he makes a shvur that he didn't steal this chametz, and then he is moider that he actually lied and he made a shvur sheker. And Rashi states, La'acha shenesa nishba she'in etzloi v'le gazel menu, that after the chametz was already asabana and therefore it had no value, Reuven made a shvur to Shimon that he didn't steal anything from Shimon. And Rashi continues, Mao, and what is the din? And the shayla is, mi amirin, do we say, Hamanach v'yoch lifta b'yis atzmai v'shtakach tab midi kafri, the lemaisa, the chametz is still here, and he could pat himself by just returning the chametz, and therefore when Reuven swore falsely, he wasn't swearing falsely regarding something which was a monetary amount, as ultimately he would be able to give back the chametz which has no value to Shimon, and he would have been yotze his chiyav hashava. Or as the Gemara will explain, that ultimately there is an actual monetary value, as lemaisa, if someone would come and steal this chametz, then Reuven would be chayv to pay to Shimon based on the value of the chametz ke'in sheganav, and at the time they stole the chametz, it was worth a shavar puta, and therefore, even though at this point the chametz is be'en, and at this moment really Reuven could just return the chametz be'en to Shimon, but ultimately there is some sort of value to the fact that Reuven lied and he said that I didn't steal the chametz, as there is a possibility that Reuven will actually be chayiv to pay money to Shimon in a case where the chametz would be stolen. And the Gemara continues, and Rav explains the shayla, mi amina, do we say kiven di migna b'yi shlumalei b'mayna kakafalei, that since l'maisa, if the chametz would be stolen and therefore the chametz would not be be'en, so now Reuven would have a chiyav hashava ke'in sheganav, and he would actually have to pay money back to Shimon. Therefore, when he makes a shvur, he's actually being kofa on mammon. Therefore, at least we should be mechayiv Reuven to bring an asham gzeles. And some say that we would even be mechayiv Reuven to pay the karen v'chaimish. And Rava continues, Oy Dilma, what do we say? Hashtamias hamonach ba'afr ba'almu, that lemaisa at this point, the gzela is still be'en, and the chametz is still here, and it's not worth anything. And lemaisa Reuven was kofa on a chiyav mammon and a chiyav of something which was valued as shavar puta, and therefore he would not have a chiyav to bring the sham gzeilos, and definitely he would not be chayav to pay a karen v'chaimish. And the Gemara continues, milsidi b'yilei Rava pshita l'Rabba, that this question which Rava had was actually something which was pasha to Rava, the Amar Rava, because Rava stated shari ganafta, if Shimon says to Reuven that you stole my shar, v'hu oimel loy ganafti, and Reuven responds to Shimon that I did not steal it, and Shimon then responds to Reuven ma'ativa itzlcha, so why is it by you? And Reuven responds, Shem Mechinam Ani Alav, that I didn't steal it from you because I admit that it actually belongs to you, and I am a Shem Mechinam, as you gave it to me to guard as a Shem Mechinam. And then Reuven swears falsely, and then he is Maida, Chayev, Reuven will be Chayev to bring an Hashem Gzelish, Sharei Pata Atzman Medev Vaveda, as ultimately by making this claim and by swearing that he is a Shem Mechinam. And although Reuven is certainly saying that this animal does belong to Shimon, and at some point I will return it to you, and therefore it doesn't seem to be that Reuven is actually swearing on a furious mammon, because he's admitting that he owes this money to Shimon. However, ultimately, when Reuven makes a shvur, he's actually hedging his risk, and he's saying that if there will be a situation where this animal will be stolen or lost, then I will be potter from paying you back, and I won't return the animal to you, and therefore it's considered a furious mammon. And therefore, if Reuven is moida that he made a shvur sheker, then Reuven will be chayev to bring an asham gzeles. And as Rashi states, chayev korban shvur, afal pi shehoidim koidim shvur, beguf ha-mammon. And from Rashi, it clearly seems that Rashi holds that Reuven will only be chayev to bring an asham gzeilos, and Reuven will not be chayev to pay a karen v'chaimish. However, I and other Rishonim, including the Rush, who says that Reuven will not only be chayev to bring an asham gzeilos, but will also be chayev to pay a karen v'chaimish. And the Gemara continues that Rabba stated, Shem Sochani Alav, if Reuven said, I didn't steal this animal, and the reason why the animal is by me is because you gave it to me, and I am a Shem Socha, and eventually I will return the animal to you. And in this case, by Reuven being a Shem Socha, he's not pattering himself from Gdeva Aveda, but Maisa, by making the shvur, he's still patterning himself from shvur mesa, and therefore yechayev for making a shvur sheker shrei pata atzma mishvur mesa, and therefore it's considered a shvur sheker on a kviras mammon. And similarly, by shalani love, if Reuven says that while it's true that this animal belongs to you, but ultimately you gave it to me and I borrowed it from you, and therefore not only am I chayev in gneva aveda, but I'm even chayev by shvur mesa. But even so, we consider this shvur to be a shvur sheker regarding kviras mammon, because chayev shrei pata atzma mesa, as once again Reuven is hedging his risk, as by Reuven claiming that I borrowed borrowed this animal. So then, if this animal would die while it's doing work for Reuven, then Reuven will be potter for paying for this animal, and therefore, once again, it's considered shvua sheka legabe kviris mamin, and therefore certainly Reuven be chayiv for an hasham gezelos alma afagav de hakayim. And therefore, we see that even though that this animal is be'en, and really Reuven can immediately just return this animal to Shimon, and therefore it shouldn't be a kviris mamin, but kivin de mignav. But in the case where he claimed that I was a shayim echinam, if the animal was actually stolen or lost, then certainly at that point Reuven will be potter from giving back the animal to Shimon, and therefore when he made the shvua sheka, it actually had relevance to a chiyuv mamin, and therefore was considered shvua sheka legabe kviris mamin, and therefore hashinami memoina kakafa, even in a case where the animal was ultimately not lost or not stolen, and lemaisa it's still be'en, and Reuven could give the animal back to Shimon, it's still considered that Reuven hedged on his risk, and therefore he was kaifa a mamin, and he will be chayiv to bring an asham gzeilais, and hachinami avagav da apf ba'amu, and therefore in the case of Rava, where there was a case where Reuven actually stole chametz, and the chametz is still by him, but kivin de migna bay shlum alei memayin malia, but lemaisa, if the chametz would be stolen from Reuven, then Reuven would be chayiv to pay the value of the chametz based on ke'in she'gozal, and it would have to pay based on value at the time they stole it, and at that point it wasn't chametz shavala of a Pesach, and it had a value, and certainly in that scenario, it would be considered that Reuven made a shvua sheker that saved him money, and therefore was a kfiris mamin, hashtanami moina kakafle, and therefore even in a case where the chametz was already avala of a Pesach, and the chametz was never stolen, and it's still be'en, and really Reuven could just give the chametz back to Shimon, and it really doesn't have any value, but ultimately we'll look at it as kfiris mamin, and Reuven will have to bring an asham gzeilois, and according to the Rush, we'll also have to pay a karen v'chomish. The Gemara continues, Yosef Rabba v'kamala shmeitza, that Rabba was sitting, and he mentioned over this memra that Rabba just brought, where Reuven said to Shimon, that although it's true that this is your animal, but l'maisa m'shayim echinam, and in that case, Rabba said that Reuven will be chayiv and asham gzeilois if he made a shvua sheka. And the Gemara says, Esvei Rab Amram l'Rabba, so Rab Amram asked the following question to Rabba from a braisa, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra regarding the shvua sapikodin states, Oy motza aveda v'chichesh ba v'nishba al shaka al achas mikol ashiyasa odom lachte behena. And the braisa tells us that this din only applies v'chichesh ba prat l'moida be'ika, that the only time that you will have a chiv to bring an asham gzeilois is only in a case where Reuven made a shvua and he denied that he owes this money to Shimon. However, this comes to exclude that in a case where Reuven's moider that he owes this money to Shimon, that although Reuven swore falsely, Reuven will still not be chayiv to bring an asham gzeilois. And the Braisa continues, Ketzad, and what is an example? And the Braisa will bring the exact same example as Rabba seemed to bring. And the Braisa tells us, Shari Ganafta, if Shimon tells Reuven that you stole my ox, and Reuven states to Shimon that I didn't steal it, Mativa Atzlacha, and Shimon asks Reuven, so why is my animal in your rishus? And Reuven responds, Atam Chatli, that you sold to me, or Atam Satli Matano, or you gave it to me as a present, or Vicha Machuloi, or his father sold to me, or Vicha Nasli Matano, or your father gifted it to me, or Acha Purasi Rats, that it ran after my para, and that's why it came to my rishus, or Me'ila Ba'etzli, or it came by itself into my rishus, or Toya Bederach Mitzasiv, that I found it while it was wandering on the road, or Shemachin and Maniyalov, or Reuven said, that certainly this animal belongs to you, but you gave it to me to watch, and I'm a Shemachinim, or Shemachacha Niyalov, or you gave it to me to watch, and I'm a Shemachacha, or Shemachin Niyalov, or I borrowed it from you. And in all these cases, Yalchi Echayiv, you would think that Reuven would be Chayiv to bring an Hashem Gzeleis, Tamad Loima V'chichishba, therefore the Torah tells us that the only time that someone that swears falsely on his Moida is Chayiv to bring an Hashem Gzeleis is only if he actually denies the actual Chayiv to Shimon, and it owes Shimon any money, or this item belongs to Shimon, Pratlam Moida B'ikka, but in this case, since Reuven was Moida, that the item actually belongs to Shimon, therefore he would not be chayiv to bring an asham gzeilois. Rabbi Amram therefore asked Rabba that l'chayiv from this brayso we see punk faket from your din, and the Gemara states amalei that Rabba responded to Rabbi Amram tadura, and Rashi says over here a lave that you have no heart and no understanding, or as Rashi says in Bamitzia that tarda is mishumam is loshin of being crazy, and as Rashi Masechtas Zvachim says shoyte baal, and as Rashi Masechtas Krisa says they atal that you're lazy and you didn't work hard enough to understand the difference between my memra and this brayso. And Rabba explains Kitanya he, as the brayso that you just brought down, the Kamalei Helach, was talking about a very specific case where Reuven said to Shimon that you actually are the owner of this animal. This is the animal, and you could take it right now. And therefore, even though, for example, in the case where Reuven said that this animal belongs to you, but you gave it to me as a Shem Echinam, and it would seem that there is a Kfiris Mamin, because ultimately Reuven is hedging his risk, as there's possibility that this animal will be stolen or be lost, and then Reuven will be Pata. But in this case, since the animal is right here, and Reuven's telling Shimon, here is your new animal and go and take it. Therefore, of course, he's not hedging his risk because ultimately he's giving it back to Shimon at this moment. And therefore, certainly in that case, it's not considered a kfiras mamon, and that's why Reuven will not be chayav to bring Hashem gzeilos. However, Rabbi continues, ki kamino de kaima ba'agam, and when I gave my example, I was talking about a scenario where Reuven said that this animal belongs to Shimon, but ultimately the animal was now in the swamp and wasn't available for Reuven to return to Shimon, and therefore, by Reuven claiming that he is a Shimon Chinam, he was actually hedging his risk, as even if this animal be lost or stolen between the period of time that Reuven told Shimon that it's his, and when Reuven actually returns the animal to Shimon, so since Reuven is claiming that he's only a Shimon Chinam, therefore Reuven would be potter from returning this animal, and therefore there is a monetary benefit that Reuven is gaining, and therefore it's considered that his akasha was legabi mamonis, and that's why Reuven would be chayav to bring an Hashem gzeilos. And the Taisa really explained that this is why Rabba called Rab Amar Tadura Shahoyloi Lahavin de Bekayim Ba'agam Kama, as certainly he should have understood from the words of Rabba that Rabba was talking about a specific case where the animal was at this point not in Reuven's Rishus and it was in the Agam, Midakama Hoyl Hu Mignav Alma B'lo Yavli Hashtamari, as since Rabba gave an example, Kivan the Imignav Mamayna Kakafa, therefore we see that it's possible that this animal would have still been stolen from the Rishus of Reuven, and Lachir, if Reuven's giving the animal back to Shimon immediately at this point, then certainly there wouldn't be a time where it's possible for someone else to steal it, and therefore it must be that Rabba was talking about a case where it was Kayim Ba'agam, while the Bryce is talking about a case where Reuven immediately offered to give the animal back to Shimon at this moment, and therefore Reuven's Shvur Sheka and his Haidah had nothing to do with any Kfiras Mammon. The Gemara continues, then the Bryce that Rabba Amram brought, the Bryce brought 10 different scenarios where Reuven was claiming to Shimon that I didn't steal the animal from you. It were 10 potential different explanations that Reuven gave to Shimon as to why the animal was in his Rishus, and the Bryce explained that in all of these 10 cases, it's the case of Moida Be'ika, that Reuven's being Moida, that he actually owes this animal to Shimon. And the Gemara now asks, L'chir, in the case of Atam Chatli, where Reuven says to Shimon that you sold the animal to me, or he said that your father sold the animal to me, my Moida Be'ika, over here, it's not a case where Reuven's Moida that he owes the animal to Shimon, as he's saying that Shimon sold it to him, and therefore it belongs to him, and therefore L'chir, it is a regular case of a Shvua Sheka, where there's a Kfiras Bamin, and how can we say that Reuven's not going to be Chayev to bring an Hashem Zeilois? And the Gemara answers, that the case was where Reuven says to Shimon that I bought it from you, but I didn't give you the money yet, and therefore Shokol Turech Vizil, the animal's right here, because I don't have the money to pay you, therefore take this animal and go away, and therefore Reuven is actually telling Shimon that it still is your animal, and therefore it's not considered a Kfiras Mammon. The Gemara continues and asks that although in this case we were able to answer that Lo Nesat L'Chadami, that Reuven claimed to Shimon that I bought this animal from you, but I didn't pay for it, but Lamaisa, in the next two cases of the Braisa, in the case where Reuven tied to Shimon, Atan Satli or Avicha Nasli, that you gave me this animal as Matana, or your father gave me this animal Matana, my Maida Be'ika, this is certainly not a case where Reuven was being Maida to Shimon, that this animal belongs to you, as he's saying that I received it as a Matana. And the Gemara answers, the Amalei, that Reuven said to Shimon, Amanasta Vinlach Naich Nafsha, V'le Abdlach, Shakal Tur Vizil, that the only way I got this Matana was because I promised to do a favor for you, or I promised to do a favor for your father, but ultimately I didn't come through, therefore you should take your gift back, and you should take your shar, and you should go, and therefore Reuven is actually saying to Shimon that I don't owe this shar, and you're correct that it really is your shar, and I'm going to return it to you, since Reuven is immediately offering to give it back to Shimon, therefore Reuven is not considered to be making a shvuah sheker on a kfiras mammon, and therefore the Braisa tells us that Reuven will be potter from Nasham Gzelois. Once again, the Gemara continues and asks, as Toya B'derech B'tzasev, one of the cases in the Braisa was, where Reuven claims to Shimon that this animal was wandering on the road, and I found it, and that's why it's my Rishus. And the Gemara is, Lema Iboy Loch Laduri, the Lechayer Shimon Shetayan to Reuven, that how could you say that you weren't a Ganev and you didn't steal my item, if certainly since you found it and you knew that it was my animal, therefore, as Rashi says, Kishimitzasa, Loyal Lechola Isfel Besecha, you shouldn't have gone and taken this into your house, Shoremaka Isabai, because you recognized it was my animal, Vein Lechol Ganev Godom Izer, and there's no greater Ganev than this, and how could the Braisa bring this as a case of Moida B'ika, tell us that this is a case that Reuven is saying that I didn't steal this item, I admit that it belongs to Shimon, if Lemaisa Reuven is saying that he actually stole this item because he found it and he kept it improperly, since Reuven is Moida that he actually stole this item, therefore Reuven will be chayiv to pay Karen, and he won't be chayiv to pay Karen V'chaymish, and he won't be chayiv to bring Nasham Gzeilos, as in this case there is no Shvuah Sheka, as Reuven is Moida that he stole this item from Shimon, and therefore we wouldn't need this pasuk to teach us that you wouldn't have to bring Nasham Gzeilos, as this would be Pashut. And the Gemara explains, Amar Avuah D'Shmua, Shmuel, the father Shmuel explained, that Reuven actually made a shvua, and he stated that it's true that I found an aveda, but I didn't know that this animal belonged to you, and that's why I didn't return it to you. But Lemaisa, Reuven is now saying that I understand that it's Shimon's animal, and I'm ready to return this animal to Shimon. Therefore, the Braisa teaches us that since Reuven was moida be'ika, and he's moida this animal ultimately belongs to Shimon, therefore Reuven is not going to be chayiv for making a shvua sheka, and Reuven will not be chayiv to bring an Hashem gzelois. Up until this point, the Gemara was discussing the dinim as to when someone would be chayiv to bring a carbon Hashem gzelois, which someone would be chayiv if they make a shvua sheka regarding a kviris mamin, and then they are moida. And our Gemara will now continue to discuss the dinim of shvua seidus. The Torah at the end of Pashas by Yikra states, "V'nefesh ki sechta v'shama kol olav who ate a ra a yoda im lo yagiv v'nasa avinoi." Reuven goes over to Edom and he tells them that you know Edus that would benefit me, and he wants them to testify in Bezdin. These Edom swear that they don't know any testimony. Then at a later point, they are moida that they actually knew testimony for Reuven, and the Torah teaches us that they would be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. And our Gemara now continues, Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Omer ben Azai. Ben Azai stated, Gimel Shvu is saying that in the case where Reuven lost an object, and then he goes over to Shimon, who is in Eid Echad, and he asks him to testify as to what he knows regarding this Aveda, and instead, Shimon makes a Shvua, and he says, I don't know anything about the Aveda. And Azai says that the three possibilities of what could occur afterwards, either Hikabav Leib Mitzah, it actually turns out that Shimon did know something about the Aveda, and for example, he saw Reuven Shur walk into someone's field, but he doesn't remember whose field it went into, and Lemaisa Shimon swore falsely, as he said, I don't know anything about this Aveda. The second case is, B'mitzah V'loi Ba, that Shimon actually knew that someone found an Aveda, and he knew who found the Aveda, but he didn't know what the Aveda was. And number three, V'loi Ba V'loi Mitzah, that the end result was that Shimon did not know about the Aveda itself, and he didn't know who found it either, and therefore he really didn't have any information. And the Gemara right away asks, that how could Ben Azai say that one of the cases is, where Shimon swore, I don't know anything, and then we find out that he didn't know anything about the Aveda, and he didn't know anything about the person who found it, Kushta Ishtaba. And certainly, when Shimon swore that he doesn't know anything about this Aveda, he was actually telling the truth. Therefore, how could Ben Azai say that this is one of the three scenarios where you'll have a Shvua Sheker? And the Gemara answers, Ein Chanami, Eima Bovu Meitzah. In the Braisa, we should actually be curious. After Shimon swore that he doesn't know anything about the Aveda, we actually found out that Reuven knew about the Aveda, and he even knew exactly who found the Aveda, and therefore, certainly, he caused a loss to Reuven. And the Gemara states that even though Ben Azai said that Gimel Shvua is saying there are three possibilities, but L'may Hilchasa, what is the Nafkamina regarding these dinim and regarding these three Shvuas? And Rab Ami Amar Bchina, so Rab Ami said in Reb Chanina, Lifta, that Ben Azai was saying that in all three cases, Shimon will not be chayyeh to bring a carbon oil of Yared. However, Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, L'chiyav, that Ben Azai is actually saying that in all three cases, that Shimon will be chayyeh to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And the Gemara continues and explains, this machlek is between Rab Chanina and Shmuel as to what Ben Azai would hold, but the gay of these three Shvuas is going to be based on the same machlekes as the following Tanayim. As the Tanya we learned to the Braisa, HaMishbiya Eid Echad Pata, if Reuven goes over to Shimon, who is an Eid Echad, and he asks Shimon to testify for him, and Shimon makes a Shvua that he doesn't have anything to testify, and he doesn't know anything, and then we find out that Shimon was lying, that Shimon will still be Pata, will not be obligated to bring a carbon oil of Yared. However, Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon says that Shimon will be Chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared, and the Gemara explains, and what is the basis for machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon? Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon says that lemaisa this eid echad is causing a potential loss of money to Reuven, and therefore the eid will be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And Masav and Tanakam holds that lav kamam and dami, that even though by Shimon not testifying for Reuven, he is potentially causing Reuven a loss of money. However, we don't look at his shvua as if it has anything to do with actual money, and therefore Shimon will not be obligated to bring a carbon oil of Yared. And Rashi explains the shita of Tanakama, the Yavi Masidle, that even if Shimon would have testified for Reuven, Lev Mechayev Lehech al Shvua, he would only help Reuven by requiring his Baldin to make a Shvua, and Ba'afagav the Iklamema, Dilman Le Mishtaba, and even though it's possible to say that maybe his litigant wouldn't have made a Shvua, and then Reuven would have won his case, and he would have received money, or he wouldn't have lost money. However, Lemaisa, this is only a case of a Goyim Lamamin, and the Tanakama holds that Dabahar Goyim Lamamin, Lav Kamamadami, and therefore he's Pata. However, Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon holds that since if Shimon would have testified with Reuven, then he would have been Mechayev Reuven's litigant to actually make a Shvua. And if the Baal Dava wouldn't have wanted to make a Shvua, then Reuven would have won the Din Torah. And since Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon holds that Dava HaGoyim Lamamin is Kamamin Dami, therefore it's considered as if Shimon wanted to cause a loss to Reuven by not testifying. dying, and therefore Shimon will be chayav to bring a carbon oil of yared. And therefore, if we apply the machlekes of davar goyim lamam and kamam and dami to the machlekes between Rab Chanina and Shmuel, so Rab Chanina would hold davar goyim lamam is lav kamam and dami, and therefore yipata, and Shmuel would hold that davar goyim lamam is kamam and dami, since Shimon swore falsely to Reuven and he said that I don't have anything to tell you regarding a mitziah, and really he did have some haggadahs edus that he could have said for Reuven. Therefore, now that we found out that Shimon was lying, so Shimon's going to be chayav to bring a carbon oil of yared. And Rashi explains why is it in the case of mitziah that it is a case of davar goyim lamamin. And Rashi says bavaloi b'mitzah yavim masidle, that if Shimon would have testified for Reuven, we see a shenimtsa b'zavis plaini that I saw that this aveda was in this corner v'ni yadeh mi matzah, and I just don't know who found it. Havim mechazah b'isa shchuna achi yadiyo. And certainly that would have helped Reuven to potentially find this aveda, and he would have been able to go to that area and to that neighborhood and ask about this aveda, and then be able to potentially find aveda. Rashi points out the kolshkin b'mitzah v'le ba, and certainly in a case where Shimon testified that he doesn't know any edus for Reuven, and meanwhile we find out that Shimon knew who found aveda, he just wasn't sure what the person found. And in that case, certainly if he would have told this to Reuven, then Reuven would have been able to go to that person and been able to go and find his aveda. And certainly in a case where Shimon actually knew who found aveda and what they found, therefore in all these cases of Ben Azai, it's a case of davar goyim lamamin, and that's why it is machlekes between Rav Chanina and Shmuel, as Rav Chanina holds that Ben Azai holds like the Tanakama, that davar goyim lamamin is lav kamam dami, and therefore he's potter for bringing oil of yared, and Shmuel holds that Ben Azai agrees to Rav Lezer Rav Shimon that davar goyim lamamin is kamam dami, and therefore Shimon will be chayiv to bring a carbon oil of yared. And Rashi is bothered that in the last case of the brisa of Ben Azai, where Ben Azai said that one of the shvuas was where Shimon actually knew who actually has the aveda and what he has, so certainly in that case it's not a case of davar goyim lamamin, but he actually caused an actual loss of money to Reuven, because Reuven could have gone back to that person and found his aveda. And Rashi says umiu mam mamish loymisdu, is not considered an actual loss of money to Reuven, and it's going to be dependent on the shayla of davar goyim lamamin kamam and dami lav kamam and dami, even in the third case of Ben Azai. And the reason is the inami asidle reinu shematza plaini, and even if Shimon would have testified that this is the person that actually found your aveda, zel yachal loyma, but the person that found aveda could have said to Reuven, nensu many, that although it's true that I found this aveda, but the mice and oinus happened, I no longer have the aveda, upata atzma bishvua, and by making a shvua, he would have been pata, and therefore it's only a davar goyim lamamin, and it's not mamish kamamin, and that's why even in the third case of Ben Azai, it's going to be dependent on the shayla of davar goyim lamamin kamamin dami, or lav kamamin dami, and we will stop over here.